This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's a Friday. You know what that means? No, not that. Well, yes, that. Take the next 2 days off. But also this, a little bit of live radio to summarize the 5 days gone by, our weekly wrap of Wall Street and beyond. For that, we've got Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine and John Carney from The Wall Street Journal. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hi.
So, John, let me ask you the consumer-oriented question. There was a little bit of consumer news today. Spending is up, but confidence is meh. Give me your general vibe, would you?
I think that people came, you know, part of it is may just be winter depression, right? Mm-hmm. Who of us isn't feeling a little down?
It's like 75 in L.A. today, yo.
Well, it's actually pretty warm here in New York today, but it's been freezing for a long time on the East Coast, and I think that may have weighed on people's spirits. But also, the economy does have a sort of slowing feeling, and I think people are picking up on that.
Lee, what do you think?
I agree with John. Ooh. I also just, I mean, you know, the weather here is not to be underestimated. And I say that both from a factual standpoint, looking at the numbers, but also just from a just weakened, just haggard perspective. I'm dying to go shopping because it would be more fun
Are you
than
really?
Sitting
is
inside.
There,
and
is there
just,
pent,
yes,
up, pent up
We
weather
haven't
demand?
Done anything. No one has done anything here all winter. I mean, it's just been too much.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing.
So maybe we'll see some spring-loaded, like, you know, really, you know, maybe once things change, people will rush out and that will really inflate the numbers unexpected ways. Yeah.
Which would be great. I confess I had not expected you guys to be as humbled by the weather as you are.
But, I usually make fun of people.
I know. I was going to make fun of you, but I figured that was bad form.
But but it's true. The weather has been really bad this week.
All right, let's get to something a bit more quantitative. The banks and the stress tests that the Federal Reserve has been doing. The Fed says most of the big banks in this country are okay. But interestingly enough, this past week, they said that Citigroup was not allowed to do a stock buyback and was not allowed to pay dividends, John, because they didn't have enough of a capital cushion. That is to say, if you read between the lines, the after effects of the financial crisis are yet upon us.
Well, yes, but it's not really that they don't have enough capital cushion for Citi. The problem was their capital planning process wasn't good enough.
Okay.
So that's even worse for them. Because it's one thing to just say, look, we still have a lot of losses and, you know, our numbers aren't that good. This was a serious indictment of management, because what they said was that your process for figuring out what your losses might be in a downturn is not any good.
Lee, that seems troubling. Yeah, huh?
It is, especially because, you know, typically the stress tests are kind of, nothing to move here, keep moving.
Right.
And so this was a bit of a surprise. But I do think that overall the tests did show that most of the banks are, you know, in better shape than they were going into the crisis. This was a jolt for Citi for sure.
All right, fair enough. Let's move into another thing then, Lee, about which you know quite a bit. Housing, Case-Shiller was out this week. The numbers were, you know, fine, basically. They kind of go along with the whole... the economy is flat-ish, right? If housing prices are flattening as well?
Yeah. I mean, those are two great words. Fine, basically. I mean, that's kind
that's
what
of
what
I
it's
do,
like.
Word.
But you have to look at, you know, so Case-Shiller is all about prices. But you have to look at two things when you look at the housing recovery, and that's prices and also new construction and even household formation. And those things are still lagging well behind what they were. And so we're still a ways away from that being back up to where it was before. But, you know, we are still kind of... The housing market is recovering, and it is in most markets in this country.
Right,
but we have had a huge, huge slowdown in mortgage issuances, and all the banks are saying it's going to slow down for the rest of the year. So I'm not sure house prices are going to keep being fine. They're going to go from fine, not to terrible, but to meh.
Mm-hmm.
Meh.
Yeah,
meh. That's the word
of
the day. That's the word of this wrap. One more thing. We're going to cram in yet a fourth topic, John, in about another half a minute or so. IPOs, and I'm not a Candy Crush player, but King Digital got a lot of press this week. It went public and did terrible. There's been talk of a tech boom and bubble. Are we done now with the tech IPOs for a bit?
I found this awesomely reassuring. If we were really in a dangerous bubble, King would have just gone through the roof. In 1999, those kind of stocks just exploded after their IPOs. This made me think, you know, people are a little bit more rational, and that's a good thing.
Lee?
I agree with that. And the funny thing, the Candy Crush, I mean, the story here is that it has profits, but it does not have the growth necessarily, and usually it's the reverse. So I think it was a sane reaction and valid
concerns. How much Candy Crush can one play, right?
I've never played one game. So they have one customer. I guess they can still win.
Here's a game for you, John. Look it up. 2048. Look it up.
I'll check it out.
John Carney from The Wall Street Journal. Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine. See you guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Kai.
You too.
All right.
Thanks.
Be good.